systems are offline.
The number one for today's hits. And all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here from What's the Topic on Active FM. Yes, I hope you're doing great, because we're gonna be having a very good, interesting, awesome, amazing session. Yeah, you know, today is going to be going down. Yes, we're going to look at a couple of events. I got a couple of things to talk about. And yeah, it's just going to go on another level. And on top of that, what's really amazing is you actually do need to think. You know, I've laid down everything, give you everything, and then give you the opportunity to think about everything. So, yeah, that's what it is. It is what it is. It's not that hard, it's not that difficult, you know. Yeah, so it's like how Fearless Eagle does it on Master Topic. Yes, so myself, I hope you've been doing great. I know, I know you've been doing great, okay? If you haven't been doing great, let me know how you've been doing, you know, because, yeah, I do need to know, yeah, how you're doing. So today's topic, as you saw, that's why you even clicked on it, because you're like, interesting. What is going down in this topic? So you actually wanted to see what is happening in this topic. So today's topic, very interesting topic, simple, straight to the point, called breaking news: the internet is going down. So breaking news: the internet's going down. And it goes back to, I'm gonna take a look at what happened, you know, a while back. Yes, for those who are listening to the show in the future, you know, a while after it came out, we had a situation that took place, you know, back in time, where Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram went down. Like, literally, it went down. And, yeah, people couldn't send messages on WhatsApp. People couldn't do anything on Instagram. People couldn't do anything on Facebook. So literally, that's what went down. And yeah, myself, I was shocked. So to be exact, in terms of those who do not know when it took place on the 4th of October, 2021. Yes, myself situated, or let me say located, in South Africa. Yes, that's where I am located. And it took place on that date here in South Africa, you know, GMT plus 2 time zone. For some people, it was the 5th of October. For others, it was the 3rd of October, you know, because, yeah, we from different time zones. But, yeah, with myself, it was on the 4th of October, right here in South Africa. And it took place just around, you know, your 4 p.m. time zone. So before we hit 5, that's when, yes, the whole situation happened. And it was down, and it was literally down for close to, let me say, 6 hours. And there was like a, in fact, not even 6 hours, it was more than 6 hours. It was actually more than 6 hours that it was down. And it was really, really interesting, because like a lot of things went down. People were frustrated. In fact, I had a sister, you know, my sister's always on WhatsApp and everything, and she was frustrated. She's like, hey, this thing is not working. In fact, she thought the problem was the fiber, you know, network, the internet, our service provider. She thought that was the problem. And then I told her, no, Facebook is down. And because Facebook is down, WhatsApp and Instagram is also down, because they owned by Facebook. So that's literally what went down. But think about the whole situation, because myself, I got a lot of questions that I want to ask. But yeah, you know, I want you to think about those questions that I'm going to ask, and then, you know, decide for yourself. But before we do all of that, I'm going to give you a very interesting, amazing track. Okay, for myself, I find it interesting and amazing. It's really powerful. So do let me know what you think of the track. Here's a track by Mr. Gaudi titled More Prayer.
Why the man is a good one and I'm going to be a firefighter?
for the north of Jesus Christ, I see you now. I am the only Messiah. Hey! No fire, fire, fire when the Rasta man a ball. No fire, fire, fire when the Christians a call. No fire, we a holla, we a ball. And if you ball for fire, you not hit your good a fall. No fire, fire, fire when the Rasta man a ball. No fire, fire, fire when the Christians a call. No fire, we a holla, we a ball. And if you ball for fire, you not hit your good a fall. So let me tell you something about that we did done thing. That Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that him alone a run thing. Put away the gun thing, no matter with the bunting. Bunny bunny thing, no matter take it with no funting. Chart stepper, trendsetter, upsetter. Don't you know some prayers much better. Chabonga naya, hula aya, to watch fire. Better you go pray to the Messiah. The peace, peace away we want to increase. Oh yes, we want the fire bun to take a rest. Shut out, a time we put a bridle power mode. Cool a man, praising with the Bible in your hand. More fire, fire, fire with the Rasta man a ball. More fire, fire, fire with the Christians a call on. More fire, we a holla, we a ball. And if you ball fi fire, you na hit your good a fall. More fire, fire, fire when the Rasta man a ball. More fire, fire, fire when the Christians a call on. More fire, we a holla, we a ball. And if you ball fi fire, watch me. God say fi fear not, and him say swear not. Why you want the people them dread or no hear not? And him say judge not, and him say grudge not. Preach a word of God that he then a fi love that. Well me no done chat, God a me comfort. So bring your bag of doctrine. Come quick, done that. Where you a stop for? Read every chapter, every word that I demote. I got a way you fi capture. So what? The fire, fire, fire with the Rasta man a ball. More fire, fire, fire with the Christians a call. And more fire, we a holla, we a ball. And if you ball fi fire, you na hit your good a ball. More fire, fire, fire with the Rasta man a ball. More fire, fire, fire with the Christians a call. And more fire, we a holla, we a ball. And if you ball fi fire, you na hit your good a ball.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back. I hope you really did enjoy that. Yes, I really do hope that got you thinking, you know. Yeah, in fact, I hope that got you moving. Now, we're going to dive straight into it. So, breaking news, the internet's going down. Now, the reason why I titled it breaking news, the internet's going down, is because of this whole one world order. Yes, you know, this whole one world order. If we had to go back in time, it was a theory or a fiction story. You know, a lot of people would say it was a fiction story and all those stuff. But now, if we actually take a look at the whole one world order, if you sit down and you examine that whole thing, yes, back then they said it's fiction, but to be honest, it's actually reality. Like, there's evil people in power that are actually pushing this one world order. They want this one world order to actually happen. That's literally what's happening. It's actually happening right now. And if you examine it, like, there's a lot of evidence that you can see that actually point to that one world order. One of them being this whole pandemic, to be honest. Like, if you actually look at the pandemic, it's part of that one world order. And yeah, if you obviously want to fight and decide, no, you're not going to believe Fearless Eagle. Look, take a look at the Rockefeller Foundation. If you actually go onto their site and everything and see everything that they've written there, like, it's crazy. It's actually crazy. You actually do see even the pandemic is in there. They speak about the one world order, everything, you know, to do with the one world order. And then they start looking at pandemic, and then they go from the pandemic into, you know, how to solve the pandemic with technology and everything. I mean, you look at it now, everything is shifting towards technology and everything. They want everybody to be dependent on technology. You look at yourself ordering stuff, they want you to depend on technology. I mean, they want a drone to deliver the stuff to you. You got all of those different things that are happening. So they directing you to, you know, technology and all those stuff. I mean, if they even going as far as you're going to get a maid that's looking after your children, cooking, all those stuff. And it goes back to that is not going to be a human being. It's going to be a machine, a technology. I mean, this is the stuff that they're actually placing within our mind. And they want it to be a norm inside our mind so that when it happens, it's like, oh, this is what, yeah, you know, we always were exposed to. This is what they were always saying and everything. So it's going to seem as if it's normal, but there's an agenda behind what's happening. You look at the whole It's there in the Rockefeller Foundation. And if you want to actually, you know, look at everything, I mean, you look at the World Economic Forum, they also speak about those things, you know, the pandemics and everything, the one world order, you know, the great reset, as they call it. And if you look in there, they speak about yourself, you know, by 2030, you're not gonna own anything, but you're gonna be happy, you know, you're not gonna own land, you're not gonna own houses, you know, things like that. In fact, you won't own anything, but you will be happy. Why? Because you're going to depend on them. They're going to be delivering everything. Technology, I mean, facial recognitions, all those stuff, you know. And you look at it now, there's vaccine passports and all those stuff. Some countries where it's developed, your vaccine passport is digital. It's crazy. It's really crazy. But you think about all of this stuff, and they speak about climate change. You look at it now. Yeah, pandemic happened. Fear, everything, yes. And then now passports, all those stuff, you know, vaccine passports and all those things came in, yes, out of fear. People did things, lockdown, you know, all those stuff. How do they contain the situation and all those things? That's literally the stuff that they have in that whole, you know, World Economic Forum and the Rockefeller Foundation, all these things that they've been speaking about. They are all there. They are actually in our faces. If you actually do take the time and travel to go and see what it is all about, you'll actually see. So these are all the things that are there and all the stuff. And myself, I do not think this whole situation of Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram going down was a coincidence. Or, I mean, what they're saying is that there was a DNS failure that happened. Now, for those who do not know, this was actually Brian Cabs who decided to, you know, tweet and let the people know what's happening with Facebook when it went down. Everybody wanted to know what's going on with Facebook, what's going on with Instagram, what's going on with WhatsApp. And then Brian Cabs decided to respond. He's like, hey, the reason why this thing is down is because of the DNS that had a malfunction. And for those who do not know what is a DNS is a domain name server. So that is what it stands for. So what happens with the DNS is when you search for Facebook, it goes into the domain name server. So you type in Facebook and then it goes and looks for the IP address of Facebook, and then it responds back by sending you to Facebook, the page. So what he's saying is the system, when you typed Facebook, could not find Facebook. So the IP address, according to the system, did not exist. Which, I'm like, okay. So that happened for WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook. Myself, I'm out here thinking, this is not a coincidence. They're probably pulling a stunt like this where it's now going to be normal for us to know that Facebook can go down. Eventually, they will take your freedom of what you can do away, and now you're dependent on them. Yes, you want to be on Facebook, so what do you need to do? You need to do what they want you to do. Yeah. I mean, you look at it, that's what they're doing with the things you post. Now it's even getting more strict. You can't post whatever you want. So there's all of these different things. And to be honest, like I said, it's all going back to technology. They want you to be dependent on them. I mean, Facebook went down. A lot of people are upset. Why? Because they needed to use WhatsApp. They needed to use Instagram. Some people, that's how they, you know, let me say, their career or where their income comes from. It's from those platforms. And if those platforms are down, they can't do anything. They can't do anything. So there's all of these different things. And it's all going back to that industry of tech, you know, where you need to sell your soul to tech, and everything needs to be about tech. That is literally what, yeah, everything needs to be about. So it needs to be about tech. And, you know, there's all these different things that also can happen, like inflation and all those stuff. But they want that whole thing of a one world order. You know, let me just say, sit down, think about the whole situation. I don't think this Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram situation was a coincidence. I think it's planned. It's part of their plan. And it's a way of them getting it into people's heads that these things are normal. They're not normal. And yeah, it's part of what they're wanting to do. So if you actually sit down, do your research. That's what I'm saying. Sit down, do your research, look at what's happening and decide. And don't just decide, like actually get the word out there. I mean, if you're alone, you cannot make a difference. But if you have a team, you can actually impact a nation and stuff like that. I mean, Facebook itself, there's a team, you know, behind Facebook. And if that team decides, hey, we're not going to let the things happen, no one can do anything because they need the team. They need the team for Facebook to happen. So it's that thing of sit down, think about the whole situation, examine everything, and make a decision. Make a decision and spread the word as well. Spread the word. So that is it for myself. Yes. Mm-hmm. I know there was a lot of things that I said on the show. Yes. And I really do hope it got you to think, you know, it got your curiosity, you know, activated and all that stuff. Be curious to find out the truth. Don't just hear the truth according to the media and accept it. No, actually validate it. Don't just hear and say, yeah, that's the truth. Validate the truth and do your research, you know, find out, ask questions, things like that. That's what will reveal the truth. I mean, yes, you know, the closer you are to the truth, the more under pressure those that are covering up the truth get. They feel the pressure, then they have to make a choice to reveal the truth and all those stuff. But yeah, all goes back to you. Goes back to you. Before myself, I disappear. Here is a track for you to enjoy. Yes, I'm gonna give you a track, and this track is by TJ, titled Skywalker.
Skywalker, baby.
Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna, singing Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna. No, there's not no fable, I can't doubt my Lord is able. Born right out of stable, eating at the royal table. Scripture sweet like maple, don't hang with fools, this ain't April. Man, this world unstable, is this what you trusting in? Without Christ, how you gon' win? How is you gon' win? When I came to Christ, I started battling my sin. See you in the end, hope you gon' ride to the end. Yeah, see you in the end, hope you gon' ride to the end. To die in Christ, that's gain. Man, it's worth the pain. I think it's insane to sell your soul for some fame. Meditating on his word, he be dropping all them jewels. Every time I listen, I feel like I'm back in school, yeah. Singing Hosanna, Hosanna, singing Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna.
Yeah. No, this not no fable, God the one who made you. Every knee gon' bow down, Jesus coming from the clouds, yeah. Jesus coming back, dog. The Lord is my shepherd, I will never lack, dog. Lack, dog. Jesus died for your sins, and that's a fact, dog. Split our time right in half, I let you do the math. Before Christ, I was dead, all in my trespass. If I sin, Holy Spirit gonna address that. Gotta repent, treasure my mind, gotta be sent. Preaching my lines, reading the word, yeah, it's divine. End of the age, yeah, it's the time, yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, when I step outside, that's what I see.
Hosanna, Hosanna, singing Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna.
Yeah, it has been an awesome, amazing show. If it's good morning to you, yes, good morning. If it's good evening, so if it's good morning to you, enjoy the rest of your day. If it's good evening, enjoy the rest of your evening. If it's good afternoon, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And if it's good night, now you can sleep because you've listened to what's the topic and you enjoyed it and you are impacted. And yeah, I hope you enjoy your time. Have a great one. Make sure you share the show out there. From myself, Fearless Eagle. Peace out and God bless.
Enjoying the Active FM shows, well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Never thought I'd see the full reality.